Well, generally, I would say I'm attracted to the whole concept of classical, Christian classical education. And so was in Memphis and had kind of done my stint there and was looking for other opportunities in Christian classical education. So that was the initial draw, is that faith has a great reputation. And there was an opening, and after visiting and meeting the people, just extremely impressed with the people, the school, what was going on here. So that was it. I mean, so the main attraction was the fact that it was a Christian classical school. Secondary was just the quality of the people across the board.
What is classical Christian for people that don't know what that is?
Well, there's no short answer. The shortest I can give you is a method of education that was basically employed for 1,500 years. If you look through the medievals, it was an education that produced some of the finest thinkers, theologians, adventurers, composers, artists, but it's a education that's geared toward really understanding how students learn. So as they're younger, they're more apt to be able to memorize well. As they move into middle school years, they are thinking at a different level. Logic, we teach formal logic. Kids like to argue, so we figure we'll take advantage of that and teach them how to argue well. And then in the upper school, it's concentrating on how to communicate well. But the fundamental premise is that there is specific ways of engaging students that really brings out what comes naturally to them, and that's a love of learning, a curiosity, the ability to reason and ask questions, and then leveraging that. And that's done primarily through what we call Socratic education, which is leading kids through questioning to get to the right answer rather than basically giving them the answer and expecting them to give it back.
Mm-hmm. Is there empirical studies or any kind of anecdotal evidence that kids that come out of a classical Christian environment excel at certain types of things, Peter?
There's a couple things that I would point to. One, statistically, on test scores, classical schools tend to do better across the board on test scores. There are some other things that are interesting, and that is schools that have done exceptionally well in competitions like mock trial, things like that, where the very core of what we're teaching allow them to excel. So there's been, I believe, national winners in the area of mock trial, which requires thinking on your feet, which requires strong communication skills, which requires good questioning, those types of things, the ability to articulate an argument. So I do believe there's some significant evidence that the education produces particular results.
Talk about Faith Christian. What's the enrollment here now, and how many students could you have here if you were at full capacity?
We're currently at about 270, a little below 270, and I believe full enrollment is nearing 400. So basically two sections in each grade, pre-K through 12.
What are the challenges of private schools these days? You know, is it parents being able to fund their kids' education? But what's the biggest challenges private schools face?
It's funding. It's the tuition. And so I think what you need to do is you need to give evidence that the cost is borne out in the product, to put it in those terms. And so the greatest challenge then is making a school affordable, and we work very hard to do that through a strong tuition assistance program.
If you can, of course, you're just getting familiar, but Faith Christian sports programs, you have some pretty good athletic programs here.
Yeah, they're limited based on size, but the way we would reflect on that is that the true nature of a quality sports program occurs through the quality of the coaches. And the experience in our athletic program, though it might can be considered small versus other schools, it's a very high-quality program, and the same lessons that are learned in a larger program can be learned here. Our cross-country team's done exceptionally well. Volleyball team for the girls does well. We've got a basketball team that we expect to do extremely well this year. So the quality of athletics is good, and we try and hire some of the finest coaches.
Talk about every spring you guys do Project Faith, and I'm sure you've been brought up to date on that. And talk about that effort where basically kids in every grade of the school go out into the community and do some projects.
Yeah, this is one of the most exciting things that I think Faith does. It's led by Susan Childs, who works here in our PR department. And basically it is equipping the entire student population with the ability to go out into the community for one day and really make a significant difference in the community. So last year they went to the Jefferson Center, painted the entire building, beautified it, and I actually visited there 2 weeks ago, and they continue to express tremendous appreciation It also acts as an opportunity for folks in the community to come alongside of us to support Project Faith. And so it's also a significant fundraiser for us, but a very meaningful one.
I have to ask you, one of the supervisors in Roanoke County said that recently he would not send his kids to public schools because they were godless. And I'm just wondering, I'm assuming that's not the way you sell faith Christian.
No, we don't believe faith is for every family. What we're saying, it's an option. And my job and our job is to be able to express to families what makes us distinct and give them the opportunity to decide if this is what they want for their family. My understanding is the public schools are quite good here. There are other very strong private schools. And so our desire is simply to come alongside families for which this is an option that they might prefer, given the information we provide.
But you don't necessarily think that public schools are godless.
No, I don't think they're godless in the sense that there are many fine people who are godly people that are engaged in the public school system. Our difference would be that our curriculum's built on a fundamental understanding that God is able to be revealed in and throughout our curriculum. And so we have some freedom that some of the public schools don't. But I would not necessarily qualify public schools as godless.
What would you say your goal is, Peter, for the next couple of years or long term? What's your short term and immediate goal for what you want to do here?
I would say my short term is to listen, to really find out what makes this community unique, to find out what its place looks like in the valley and whom we can serve. I think longer term it's to become really one of the finest Christian classical schools in the United States, and that means really understanding what it means to provide a high-quality Christian classical education and to train and equip our faculty appropriately and to really move forward in terms of contributing to the Valley in a positive way.
Do you think it's important for people? I guess it's not for everybody, but wasn't it important for you at this point in your career to find another challenge?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think in the world of education, particularly independent school education, and it may hold true to large degree in public as well, but my experience is primarily in independent education, that it's rare that a head of school really stays for an extended period, and I mean 20, 25 years. I think often you have somebody with a particular skill set that can come in and really advance the school in particular areas. It's a season, and then somebody else can come alongside and take it to the next level. So I'm very much looking forward to being here for an extended time. I'm 56. Retirement, it doesn't seem that far away. But I'd love to be here for the next 10 to 15 years and really be able to make an impact here at Faith and in the Roanoke Valley.
Are you excited about this opportunity?
I'm pumped. I'm extremely excited. And again, it's primarily the quality of people here at this school that I'm excited about, but it's also the prospects for doing something in the Valley that really adds a new dimension and a quality dimension to what's available here.